Hey, what's up? Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Lindokuhle Pembe, and welcome to the Seasoned Podcast, where God is seasoning us through every season of our lives and in every area of our lives. My name is Lindokuhle Pembe once again, and I welcome you. So, before I was asking you, are you applying your sunscreen? But now I wanted to ask you, are you getting some rest? What are you doing this summer? Are you blowing off some steam? If not, why not? Okay. The Bible says, remember to be merry and to feast. Okay. Remember to be joyful. I believe that is the book of Ecclesiastes. Let me tell you, I'm not good at memorizing the scriptures, but I just know this. Welcome. 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 God loves you. Jesus loves you. I love you. Okay, I just want to remind you that smile, be happy, the Lord God Almighty is with you. I want us to get into this word for today and into this session for today. I like to open up with a little bit of prayer, and then I like to tell you something about a little bit too authentic. And then, obviously, I like to challenge you, but I will just go off of what God leads in me. Let us start off with some prayer. Almighty God, I thank you, Jesus, again for this day, for this time, for this opportunity, God Almighty. Father, may you speak to us, may you guide us, may you lead us. Father, once may you speak, twice may we hear. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen and amen. So, I don't know what to say before we begin, but this is what is laid in my heart. I can have something that I want to say. I can have an idea of what I want to say, but ultimately it is God who is leading me. Now, I don't know who is listening to this, and I don't know what you are going through, but God wants me to tell you that He loves you, that He cares about you, and He needs you. Okay, He needs you to pull through. He just needs you. Okay, you are needed, you are valuable, you are special, and God loves you. And that is what God is leading me to say in this very present moment. Okay, I may have other things to say, I may have other things to talk about, but what is a topic is not as important as what God is saying in the very moment. And God just wants me to remind someone, God is saying there are many of you who are going through many things and who have gone through many things. And He just wants me to remind you that He loves you, you know. And there's someone here, you are distressed, you are frazzled, you are anxious, such that it's even making your nerves, or your nerves are making you like, I don't know, damaged nerves in your body, so to speak, just because of stresses and anxieties and like diseases, or a something is affected in your body because of that, because of anxiety and stress and just what you are going through. And God wants me to tell you that He loves you. God also wants me to tell you to calm down, okay? That it's going to be okay. And God wants me to tell you that just rest in Him. Stop worrying. Stop overthinking. Stop being divided within yourself. Somebody here, you are listening to this, and God is saying you literally have to stop overthinking. You are killing yourself. You are dividing yourself. You are expending so much energy, and you are killing yourself by overthinking. Nobody's attacking you. Nobody's really thinking what you think they think about you, or nobody's saying what you think they're saying about you. You are the one generating those things in your mind. And God is saying, stop doing that. To someone else, God is saying, Stop overthinking, but stop being so harsh on yourself. So the overthinking is in a harsh sense. Oh my God, why did I say this? Oh my God, why did I do this? Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Oh my God, what will they think? Oh my God, blah blah blah. And if you go back to any of the other episodes, last week, God spoke to us about people pleasing. Now, I have this thing where I'm just so scared. Like, what are they gonna say? What are they gonna think? They're gonna think this, they're gonna think that. So I might as well not do this and that. That's me. That's currently the season that I'm in. But God is just telling you to stop being harsh on yourself. Stop overthinking. To someone else, God wants me to speak to a certain failure and a certain mistake that you made in your life, and you are hitting yourself with a giant gavel over your head. Listen, okay, this is what God is saying. You are a human. You are destined to fail or make failures. You're not destined to fail. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm the one who made that mistake. I meant to say, you're destined to come across failures. Okay? You're destined to make a few mistakes. Okay? It's just a part of life, it's a part of how you rise. You are a human, you are not divine. You may intersect with the divine, you may operate with the divine, but you are not purely 100% divine. And God is saying this. Stop. You are not your mistake. You are not your failure. Stop crucifying yourself. God, Jesus has already done that on the cross. Why are you taking up the work of Jesus on the cross when Jesus has already gone on the cross for you to die for that sin? Bring yourself back to Him. Come to Him, accept Him. And I don't know who you are. Maybe you don't know God. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. But God is calling you back to Him. And if you would like, I would like to lead you in this prayer. And I just want to say, accepting God is wonderful because accepting God or Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior is like accepting a personal best friend. That's how I want to put it. God loves us as we are. Some of you are gay, you have not come out. Some of you are lesbian, you have not come out. Some of you are bisexual, you have not come out. And many things. Some of you are struggling with a sin and you have not come out. And come out maybe means some of you really want to be helped and delivered. And God is saying, come to me, okay? The world may shun you, but I have not shunned you. But God wants to enter your heart and make that difference. Let me tell you, we all need God. We all need to be guided by God. And I just want to lead you in this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you, God, for your mercy. I thank you, God, because you are good. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who I today confess that he died for me on the cross. He died for my sins, and he died to redeem me of my iniquities. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enter my heart, enter my life, enter my soul. Enter my spirit, enter my body, enter my mind. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Elohim, I accept you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as my Lord and personal Savior. May you make me a new creation. May you keep me in you. May you bless me with a pure heart, a holy heart, a righteous heart. Help me, God, to live a pure and a holy life. Help me, God, to live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. That is the message that God has for all of us today. And this is not what I wanted to say. I had something else that I wanted to say. I still want to talk about it, but this is what I wanted to say. Now, I don't know if I'm going to break up this episode or if I'll combine it, but I think what I'm going to do is I'll put it as a bonus episode and also put it together with this episode. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, we pray a lot on this particular podcast. So, Father God, we just thank you for all that you are doing for us. Thank you, God, for saving us. Please help us, God, even as we continue. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen and amen. So that is really what God is saying. I don't know if I'll get into what maybe was on my mind to do. But really, guys, this is what is in my heart. And this is what I'm led to share with you. And this is what I'm led to say to you. I don't know who you are listening to this. But this is what is on my heart. And, you know, just, guys, don't be hard on yourself. And don't beat yourself up for things. And I just want to encourage, as I'm here, I'm just seeing someone in a car crying. I'm seeing somebody crying in a car. I'm seeing somebody in a store depressed. I'm seeing that, and I just want to say, please, everything is going to be okay. And all of us, guys, one way or the other, you know, God is always bringing us through something. Or just brought us out of something, and we're always believing God for something. And I just want to encourage us that, you know, God is there. Let your heart not be troubled. Let your heart not be dismayed. Let your heart not cry. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think. I want you to today to go back, just lean into God. Lean into his presence, lean into his love, lean into his graciousness and his anointing in the name of Jesus. And also lean back into your hopes and aspirations and dreams, because that is where God wants to work. Another thing I want to say is nothing is temporary, and everything passes. The Bible says, You may suffer for a little while, but after that, God will establish you. This is me paraphrasing scripture, okay? Because if I turn through my Bible, this my a very delicate mic is gonna pick up on the pages twisting. So I don't wanna cause that for us, because this is like a live recording, so to speak. Okay, so that's what I want to say. And I want to also say something. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, and God said everything is good. I'm not saying that what is happening or what may be happening in your life is good. But God knows that he can turn it, not even turn it. God knows that he meant it for good. There is nothing that happens in your life that is coincidental. Some things do require warfare, I will tell you. Some things do require you to stand up and fight, and don't just take it as, oh, God must have meant it for me. But certainly, even if God allows it to the point of warfare, it's because he's seen something in you that can be activated or that exists in you to counter that thing. Before anything can happen in your life, the devil, or, you know, must go and seek permission from God concerning you, even to sift your very soul, even to sift Peter. That's what the Bible says. He says the devil, I think, or Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Okay, even Job, these things, they are requested from God, and then God allows it. Okay? So that is what I want us to know. And so there's nothing that happens to you that has not gone through God first. And some things God does blatantly just say no. No, you cannot do this. And if God says no, honey, it cannot happen to you. So just watch God work. Watch God work. Let me tell you, watch God work, because for him to allow that to happen to you, surely an elevation is coming. And I know that some of you, you've heard that so much that it means nothing to you. But trust me, God is doing something, and God is up to something, and soon you will testify. So I just want to encourage you today. I guess this is just going to be me. I guess signing off, because obedience is better than sacrifice. What I wanted to talk about was in the book of Psalm, chapter 62, verse 11 to 12, where the Bible says, God has plainly spoken, and I have heard it many times. Now, I don't like this version, but another version says, once has he spoken, and twice have I heard, that all glory and power belongs to God. That's what one version of the Bible says. But I read from the NLT because I find the English simple. And it says, God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. The power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O God, is yours. Surely, God, you repay all people according to what they have done. Now, I want us to focus on the part that says, God, once has he spoken, and twice have I heard. And this is what God had said to me concerning that scripture. God was asking me throughout the week that, what have you heard? Okay, what did God specifically say to you? What did God particularly promise you? What did God particularly say over your life? Okay, and what God was saying was that, in this process of him speaking and hearing, the Bible says he spoke once, but I heard it twice. The first time you hear it is the first time, for example, you conceive the word, you hear what God is saying. But a part of hearing is also a part of taking what you hear and producing it. Our parents will measure if we heard something by when we actually put action into doing it. So if your mom says, I'm gonna need you to stop being disrespectful, if she says it once and you hear it twice, the first hearing will be you taking that into consideration and actually like having it do something inside of you that will change you and transform you. And the second hearing is you putting that into action. Now, I believe that this word goes so much with what God is saying to us today, because God is saying he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Whatever happens, he loves you. And just remember something. When somebody loves you, there's nothing that that person will not do for you. Okay? Now, I want to share something. Okay. Maybe this is going to be my little bit too authentic for this week. But I want to share something with you. Okay. When I was about 15, 16 years old in high school, okay, I had a high school sweetheart, so to say. And we were together for about 6 years, okay? And we broke up. And then this year, I had a little bit of a period where we reconnected again, okay? And he was like, oh, man, you know, I missed you, what, and I loved you, and I can do anything for you, okay? Anything. When I tell you, It was not the will of God, by the way. So that's another thing and another topic for another day. But maybe this is someone's confirmation. Sometimes somebody can really love you and it not be the will of God because of your destiny and your purpose, and can just not be the will of God. And sometimes it's not for you to understand, honey. It's just for you to obey. But my point is, okay, when somebody loves you or claims to love you, there's nothing they won't do for you. And there is nothing God will not do for you. Okay? I mean, relatively within their own capacity. Okay? And I believe that was part of God's love for me and him for us not to work out. And so, I'm saying this to say, there's nothing God will not do when it comes to you. If you are a mom and you have a child, you know you can move mountains for your child. Imagine how much more that love of God. So, again, maybe you've never heard a word from God before. Maybe you've never heard a promise from God before. But trust me, today's word, that is the promise of God for you. Everything will work out. And God is saying he loves you. And if he loves you, what can he not do for you? So I want you to take that word this week. And I always give you a challenge. A challenge is like a journaling exercise or something you put into action. And if you will allow God, these things can change your life. So I want you to take that and maybe write down what... Okay, so what do you understand as God's love for you? Just conceptualize that, write that down. What do you think that means for you? What does it mean for you to receive it and act on it? What would that look like for you? What would be practical steps that you would do to do that? Come on now. Okay, so that's it. Now, oh my God, now I'm just dragging it just a little bit, please. Because I don't know, maybe I was authentic, but it's not the authentic I wanted to authenticate. I wanted to share something this week that was happening. I feel, okay, I have this thing where You know, I've been going to church for my whole life and I spent a great amount of time in church and everything. And I've just always felt like everybody has it together in church. Do you know those church couples who just walk in there? My God, the guy is in a crisp shirt. He's in his khaki pants. He's tall. He's towering. He's got beautiful black hair. He's dark. He's handsome. And he walks in with his beautiful wife in a dusty pink skirt and some stilettos that are nude and her crisp white top. She has on her gold watch and her dainty ring. Her fingers so slim and beautiful with that white nail polish giving clean girl aesthetic. Her makeup is giving clean girl aesthetic. Her weave is giving laid. She's beautiful. She's yellow boned. And they come in and they place their Bibles right on the chair. Plop. And they lift their hands up and they're worshiping. And you're like, my Jesus, if this is not perfect, okay? Or you're in church. Here comes the lady. In her tote bag, her green pencil skirt, okay, her black top, and heels to match the pencil skirt and the top. She's giving you fabulous earring. She's giving you a gel ponytail. She's giving you fabulousness. Face beat, honey. Okay, she comes out with her key. She places her BMW keys on top of her Bible. She places her tote bag, YSL, honey, down on the floor and she lifts her hands and she worships. It's offering time. You see her pull out a bill or a note that only you would dream of having. She places it there. She smells like Versace Bright Crystal or maybe Giorgio Armani. I don't know. You see? And my goodness, just amazing. And she's worshiping. She's giving successful single woman. My Jesus. And there you are. You finish school. You cannot find a job. Or in your you're in your late 30s. And you're wondering what the is going on with your life. Will you ever reach that point? Okay. Or here comes somebody else. Okay. They're giving you powerful preacher. They're giving you, you know, I don't know. And here comes somebody else. Okay, they're giving you sweet girl. They're giving you never frustrated. And there you are, you're on your period. You're cranky and you're hungry because it's fasting and it's dry January. And you're like, get off my nerves. How is she so sweet at this point? Do you know those scenarios in church where people's lives look perfect? And this has always been my thing. I don't know why, but I've just always felt like I want to know what's on the other side because I feel like it can help me in my own journey with God. I just want to know, like, what are you, not to be nosy, but what are you having to hang through and push through? Okay, and how can you help me? I just need somebody to say, you know what? I know that I may look like this perfect person, but as you see me now, you know, A, B, and C, and D, and not to highlight the negative parts of life, but most of the time you see people acting strong and highlight reels, and I find that it doesn't help. So on this platform or on this podcast, which I will call a talk show or whatever, I just want to offer to you real life. You know what, guys? And I maybe this is just like this is so a totally unnecessary part of the podcast, but I'll just put it in anyway. Okay, look, okay, sometimes it's just the small steps. The Bible says don't despise the day of small beginnings, because sometimes you can't take big leaps of faith. Let me tell you, sometimes it's not easy to even film this, okay? Or tape this or film it or whatever. But you do it anyways. I was having a week where this week, my goodness, I have not been feeling like anything. Like I have not even been feeling like smiling. And I think I've been battling with just a little bit of resistance in terms of obeying God. Just a little bit of resistance where you feel your spirit nudging you to pray, but like, gosh, because it's so hot, it's just hard to get up. Or you feel in your spirit, because when God told me to, or I felt God saying, it's what the nudges in your heart and the nudges in your spirit. And that's what that is, okay? And so in order for you to develop more of a sharper ear and a sharper relationship with God, you have to obey those little nudges from God, those little nudges from the Holy Spirit, those little nudges in your heart that are undeniable that they're from God. You have to obey them and then you'll build on with God. And I was just having that thing of resistance. You know, that's what I wanted to share. And I was like, not very nice, I don't think. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just sharing that, hey, you know what? I can be very snappy. Sometimes you find that when I do this, It's about 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. One time I did this at like right now it's 12:01. One time I did this at I finished doing everything, the edits, everything by 2 a.m. It must have been this week too. Let me tell you, honey, I was less than friendly that week. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know who you are. Maybe this will help you. I don't know who you are. Maybe you feel like you always have to have it together. I don't know who you are, really. But you don't always have to be perfect, okay? Just always try and do your best. Just always try and bring your best. I just don't know who you are, okay? But maybe this is for you. I don't know who you are, but maybe this is for you. And I don't know which part is for you, really. But whichever part is for you, I mean, I just have to say it. Sometimes you don't always, but just we push through, even in your walk with God. So, and there's something in my heart, I just can't, I don't know how to present it, but there's something I wanna say in terms of I just don't know who you are, who needs to hear this. Maybe you're also having your resistances to God. Maybe you're also having your moods. Maybe you're also having like snappy times. But I just wanna encourage you, keep going on God, with God. Keep focusing on God. Keep coming to God, and God will help and heal you. Hey, that's more than what you need from me. But I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your own bit of authenticity is. I don't know what your snapping is. I don't know what your breaking point is. And you're feeling like you're there. Please just understand. For me to say this, God has got you, okay? God has you. And honey, sometimes just take the nap. Just nap, please. The world is not gonna go into apocalypse because you didn't nap or because you didn't do that thing. Give yourself some rest. Okay. Are we gonna close in prayer? Yes, we are. Father God Almighty, we thank you again for speaking to us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you, God, for all the wonderful things that you do for us. We give you glory, honor, and praise, O God. In Jesus' name, I pray. And again, once has he spoken, twice have he heard. Have we heard? What have you heard? My name is Lindokuhle Pembe, and this is the Season Podcast, where God is seasoning us through every season of our lives. And I'm signing out on 12:04. Good night.